Christmas, yes, it's the easiest quiz question of them all. So, I'm going to give you something to think about for each letter of Christmas. But so you remember it, I'm afraid I'm doing the naughty thing and using this one. Though, it's not as bad as some people think. Some people think putting X, well, that just... it is a way of shortening it and cutting Christ out of Christmas. But of course, you all know, being the classical scholars that you are, that X is the Greek letter chi. And in Greek, wherever CH are used together, as in Christ, that's the letter that comes first. So it's a shortening of the word Christ, which is often used in theological shorthand. Most of us, when we were at theological college, or many of us, if Christ comes up, you put the Greek X. It's quicker that way. So the first thing when we think about Christmas is, in fact, Christ. Christ is the essential, central part of what we're thinking about at Christmas. And that chi, or what looks like an X, represents CH. And we, at Christmas, remember how God comes to humankind in a baby who will be discovered to be the Christ, the Messiah, the Chosen One, who comes into the world to show us how to live when we can see the love of God in human form. And this baby grows to be Jesus, who teaches and who heals, who walks with people through difficult times and guides them when they're lost. So right at the centre of our thinking about Christmas, never let's forget that it's all about Christ. Then comes M. M. M for Mary, perhaps. Lots of people will have written Merry Christmas on their Christmas cards, if their Christmas cards didn't already say it. And, you know, it's all the stuff around Christmas, in a sense. I think we think of all the snowmen, as if the Christmas trees, the gifts, the fun, the party games, all those things which go on. We all want to have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Christmas, in that sort of way. But that's not the M I was thinking of. Another M that sometimes gets used when people think about Jesus is merit. What does merit mean? Anybody tell me what merit means? If you get a merit award at school, why have you got a merit award at school? Because you deserved it. That's true, but also something else perhaps goes before deserving it. Yes? Yeah, an achievement, that's right. You've achieved something. And we might easily be misled to think that Christ's love is ours if we have earned it. If we've done enough to achieve it, if we've been... well, who has a list that's got naughty and nice on it? Santa, but not Jesus. Jesus has just got a list on it, which has got your name on it because he wants you to know his love. Which is why we talk about mercy and grace. And that's the M I would want to press on you today, that we remember Christ and we remember his mercy who, even though we don't deserve it very often, still carries on loving us and working to make that love known to us. Then there's A. A. Have a look at these and see if from the pictures you can guess what my A means. First of all, there's an emoji with love in the emoji's eyes. Then there's a little figure who's got a speech bubble and it's full of love, things expressing love. And then you've got the three wise men. And there are lots of pictures of the wise men that use this word in one of its forms. Adoration, and the word I was thinking of is adore. Christ has come. Christ shows us God's love to the extent that he would go to the cross to say, "This is how much I love you." And our response is to love him back in adoration. And S, well, let's look at these few slides. Share the Christmas joy. Tell the world that Jesus lives. Sharing Jesus with others. Sharing Jesus, this is life. Sharing Jesus without freaking out. Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. St. Francis of Assisi said that. Love God, love people. And my key word under S is share. Share. Share the salvation that Jesus brings. Tell other people about it. And one of the key ways we will do that is through serving him out of love. As we express our adoration to him, we don't just do that by singing songs. We don't just do that by coming to church. We do that by serving him. And that serving may be the serving of somebody who washes the dishes or washes the feet. It may be somebody who serves by telling others the truth of Jesus and evangelism. There are so many ways. But we share salvation as we serve. So, Christ, who has mercy for each of us, we adore him in response. And because we adore him, we share him and his good news. Have a very happy Christmas. Let's pray. Father, we've taken this opportunity on this Christmas day to come together to remember you and your centrality to this day through Jesus Christ, your Son. Help us to seek to live each day that comes with a bit of Christmas in our heart and mind. That bit of Christmas that reminds us that you not only came, but you still come to be with us and to be with everyone we meet. Help us as your people more and more to see Jesus and what is of you, Father, in everyone. However easy to get on with, however difficult to get on with, by the grace that you give us through your Holy Spirit, help us to be your people in all things. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand and sing, "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing."
Mm-hmm.
May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of Christ, the Son of Peace, be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God.